called crazy.
Okay, okay.
Little small fan-tailed sea animals. Very often.
Shrimp.
Okay. What, if you had two of them, you would call them what?
Shrimp. Maybe I wouldn't call them shrimp, but call them shrimp.
You'd still call them shrimp?
Yeah.
Okay. The insect that flies around a light and tries to fly into it, what do you call that?
Lightning bug.
All right. Might be, I'm talking about when you grab it, powder comes off in your hands.
Butterfly? Moth?
Okay. You had two of those, what would you call?
Moth.
All right. And you talked about a lightning bug. Any other name for a lightning bug?
No.
What's a long, thin-bodied insect, got a hard little beak and two pairs of shiny wings. Goes around in damp places sometimes, or a swamp or something, maybe hovers around. Sometimes... No, these are insects.
Oh,
sometimes people say that they're a sign that snakes are nearby. It's a long, thin body, and it's got a shiny pair of wings.
It's an insect. Oh, are you talking about dragonflies?
Okay. Any other name you ever call that?
No.
How would you have described that?
Dragonfly?
No, I try to describe it.
Well, I thought you didn't want a bird at first.
No. When you probably said dragonfly, I did. I thought maybe I just described it rather strangely.
No, I said that's right. I didn't know that it attacked a snake, so.
No, I mean, some people claim. I don't. Some people claim that there's a sign that snakes are around. Did you ever know that you knew so many names of animals and insects?
Oh, yeah.
What kinds of stinging insects do you know?
Bees, wasps, hornets.
What different kinds of hornets do you know, for instance?
I don't know.
Any varieties do you know?
No.
What does a hornet look like?
I probably wouldn't know. I probably think a hornet's almost... A hornet's probably the same as being a wasp. Or a wasp.
Is it? A hornet and a wasp the same thing?
Yeah, probably.
Okay. What kind of builds a nest in the ground and they swarm over you? It has a nest in the
yellow
ground.
Yellow jacket.
Yellow jacket?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and how is that different from a wasp or a hornet?
I don't know. Wasps are like mud daubers and... Well, mud
a wasp is the same as a mud dauber?
Well, no, because mud daubers don't sting.
Okay.
Wasps are red, and they got long, long legs that just drag.
The hornet is what, same thing?
Yeah.
Okay. The yellow jacket's what?
I guess a yellow jacket is a hornet.
Okay, things that fly around at night and bite.
Mosquitoes?
Okay. Those small insects that, if you're walking the woods without boots, they burrow into your skin and they cause itching.
Fleas, mites.
If you're laying around the ground or something in the summer, you might, the next morning you might be scratching.
Sugar.
Okay. Anything else you called in?
No.
When the insects, sometimes they're green and sometimes they're brown and they hop along the grass.
Grasshopper.
Okay. Small fish used for bait.
Minnows.
Okay. What do you find stretched around the corners of the room where it hasn't been cleaned?
Around the corners of
the room? Well, in the corners of the room or something.
Spider web.
All right. Part of a tree underneath the ground you call what?
Root.
Okay, any types of roots or vines that are medicinal maybe that you know of? What kind of tree do you tap for syrup?
Maple tree.
Okay. And what do you call a place where there's a lot of rock maples growing where you get sugar?